Welcome to Our Pops Cast.
The 30 minutes of your day you didn't realize you needed. We are Pops and Pops.
I'm Miguel.
And I'm Jose.
And we invite you to grab a cocktail,
turn up the volume,
and shoot the shit with us.
Life is always better with Pops and Pops, so make sure to follow us on Instagram at Our Pops Cast.
And subscribe to Our Pops Cast wherever you listen to podcasts. And now,
let's go!
Hi, Pops.
Hi, Pops. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Hi there. Hey. Hi, Poppers.
Are you warm? Are you warm?
Wow. I'm still recovering.
Recovering from what?
From the cold. From the cold, which we'll talk about that. Yes. I don't know. Is it cold in here?
I don't think it's cold, but you're making it look like it's cold. You're not making it look cold. You just look very cozy.
I'm very warm. It's warm in here. Yeah.
You love that big, cushy bathrobe.
I do.
I know. You wear it all the time.
Yeah. What's going on? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
I'm kind of tired.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit tired. So we said last week that we had a big surprise that was going to be happening.
Yes, yes, yes.
This last week, we took a trip to New York City. Very impromptu. Very demure. Very last minute. And so we got in pretty late last night. Our flight landed around midnight. So by the time we got home, you know, unwind a little bit, played with the dogs, did all the things, got stuff ready for today. I'm just tired. I had to wake up early this morning. I had a couple things going on today.
Gosh, yeah,
she's tired.
You've been going. You've been going at it.
And going. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made the time to hop on, pop on in, pop on. And
I knew where you were going. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was gonna say my work week was fine, but I've been on vacay. So here we are. As Miguel said, we went to New York. Our original plan was just to go for an overnight trip.
Yes.
And it ended up being, well, we booked an overnight trip, and then we made some adjustments due to several people making recommendations to see another show.
Right.
And so,
yeah. Right, right. So the initial plan was we were going to go to New York Friday, and we were going to spend the night. We were just going to go watch Romeo and Juliet on Friday evening with Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler.
We were going to watch Kit Connor play Romeo.
We were going to go watch Kit Connor in a show called Romeo and Juliet.
Right, there you go. That's the whole purpose of this whole trip.
That was the purpose of the trip. And then some of my coworkers went to New York last week, and then they were like, y'all have to see The Outsiders. You have to see The Outsiders.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, well, there's no way we're going to do that in one night. And they said, well, then extend your trip and go see The Outsiders. So
we extended our trip
and went to go see The Outsiders. We got tickets, front row tickets. Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the show? Was it worth the extension of the trip?
It definitely was. Okay. I think when we review the other show, I think it was probably worth seeing another show. And I'm glad it was The Outsiders who won the Tony Award last year for...
I think it was the Best New Musical? Best Musical. Okay.
So, yeah. And it was a great show.
Yeah,
it was a fantastic. Great production. I didn't know much about it. I remember the movie a long time ago.
Yeah,
but seeing it live and seeing the storytelling, and it was just pretty amazing.
It was great. The choreo was amazing. Everybody, all the characters were just fantastic.
Yes,
it's Broadway first of all, but there can be some Broadway shows that are not all that great.
Yes, that's true.
Like Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I knew you were going to go there so...
Well, let's get the shows out of the way. We'll talk more about New York.
Sure, sure.
So, Outsiders was amazing. We went to go see Romeo and Juliet. It was fine. It was not bad. It was just fine. It was very interesting. In my opinion, I thought it was a little bit disrespectful to the original Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
I feel like it was very raw, a little irreverent, I think would be a good word.
Sure.
You know, I just feel like I understand you want to make it interesting, but if you take the movie from the 90s with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes, that was very interesting, and it didn't seem irreverent or disrespectful.
Right. Yeah. I think that the play that we saw was, it was interesting. I was kind of comfortable with the queerness that was was really adapted into the play. I keep thinking musical. It's not a musical. Yeah. It was very diverse.
For sure. I definitely thought there were people on stage that I don't think you would ever expect to see on stage.
On Broadway.
There were different body types. There were different looks. There were, especially having come from The Outsiders, which on stage was a bunch of beautiful people. Right?
It's like
a bunch of beautiful, athletic, gorgeous people were on stage.
You can tell they're dancers and you can tell that they're actors.
If you saw those people walking down the street, you'd be like, that's a Broadway actor. Right. This other show was not that. And not to dog anybody. I'm not saying people were not attractive or anything. You know, there was a transgender person on stage, which I was like, that's incredible to see that, you know? This little short Mexican guy with like a mustache and long scraggly hair. Like, you just wouldn't expect that. So I definitely appreciated that they opened the doors and really said, okay, we're gonna go outside the box.
Right. Yeah.
But there were some times when they broke the fourth wall a lot where the characters are talking to the audience.
Sure.
I think that's cool in some parts. For Romeo and Juliet, I just don't feel like you do that for that show. And that's just me. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Just my own personal opinion.
Yeah, well, okay.
All said and done, Kit Connor was so hot.
Wasn't he?
And was totally worth watching the show.
He was right there. He was right in front of us.
Not 2 feet
away. Shirtless. It was a great scene.
Yeah. And then we saw him afterward, which is very
cool.
Yeah,
that was
cool to see him.
To
get an autograph and all that good stuff.
Look at you.
Then
he got a lot of autographs.
Away. Yeah. I got a lot of autographs from The Outsiders cast. And it was great.
She was living her Broadway moment.
I was. Cool. So if we had stayed another day,
no.
What show do you think will be the next on your list? What would you
like to see? I heard that Oh Mary was fabulous. Yeah, yeah. I think we were trying to get some rush tickets on that. And
didn't happen,
but
we tried.
There was another one that I really wanted to see with Nicole.
Sunset Boulevard.
That was one of those that I wanted to check out as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, there were some missed opportunities, but
yeah. Well, we only had a certain amount of time. I think we did a lot with the time that we had.
Yeah, so, yeah. Very happy with it.
In addition to going to see shows, we went out, we partied, we had great food.
A lot of eating, obviously. I mean, we have to eat.
That's right.
We saw some New Yorkers, now New Yorkers. They live in town. So that was really neat to reconnect with several people.
Uh-huh.
And
it was good. It was good. We got to go up into Central Park, which was awesome.
And the leaf colors and the...
Yeah, everything's changing, girl.
Beautiful. Here we are. It's still a little dry down here.
Yep. But we're still waiting for the change. Here it goes from green to brown to la nada.
Right.
That's it. That's
there
it.
We saw some color.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Very
it was
beautiful.
Really, really beautiful. New York did us very, very well this time.
Yeah, and your halal treat. You were a regular at a food truck late at night.
Yeah, I fell in love with some halal food. They're the only ones that had falafel. I was like, all right, well, let's do it. It was so good. It was so good and so fun.
Yeah. Oh, but we also went to Lady Gaga's restaurant.
Right. Yes, Joanne's.
So Joanne's. Is that owned by her or is it owned by her dad?
It's owned by her dad.
Okay.
It's like her family's restaurant.
Family restaurant.
Yes.
Okay.
She did contribute to the restaurant because she's a gazillionaire. But it's not really hers. It's her dad's, who we saw.
Yeah.
Like, we were in there and the bartender or somebody sitting at the bar talked to this guy.
A regular.
Talked to this guy. He walked out and she was like, that's Lady Gaga's dad. And we're all, what? So that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Say hi to Gaga.
Say hi to Stephanie for us. We also went over to the Stonewall Inn, which is very cool.
Been there before, but it still hits you every time.
Every time. And it was kind of interesting that you asked me, I wonder if any of these guys, these people are still alive that were here.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, I mean, I'm sure, probably. And then the bartender, we asked him some questions, and he said, that guy over here was here the night of the raid, well, what? So we got to meet him, and he talked to us a little bit about some stories, and that was very cool.
Yeah.
And that's when I got emotional. I didn't even say anything. Just listening to him talk, just tears were coming out of my eyes to know that he was there that night.
Yeah, it was a special. How far
things have come, you know?
Special moment.
That was a cool experience. Another very unexpected cool experience was Uber back to the airport.
Oh, wow. That was, yeah, that was very intense. Yeah, we had an amazing, we had a driver who Miguel asked him about 9/11 and where was he on 9/11. And he shared some stories of, you know, just everyone remembers. We talked about that where we were. But it was memorable for him to share some deep stories.
It was so intense. It was so intense. Like you could really hear. I mean, you know, because you talk to a lot of people who are drivers there, but they're not born and raised in New York City.
Right.
And he said he was. And so we started talking about that. And I think one of the things that caught me by surprise the most is he said that he lived 4 miles away from where the towers. The towers, and that the papers that you see flying out of the towers in the videos were in like landing in their neighborhood 4 miles away.
Insane.
Like they were picking these papers up off the ground way over there. And it was very intense, but very cool. He was funny.
He was loud.
He was so loud.
He was so loud. I was all, are you yelling at me?
She was a true New Yorker. It was great. It was really great. It was really great. But
yeah.
So now we're back, and hopefully, I think I'm ready to just stay home for a little while.
We've been on the road, and we've well, I leave again tomorrow, but I that's why we're doing this today.
Yes.
So that we can get some content out so we don't have to delay another week.
Yeah, because next week is
Halloween.
Well, that's this week. But
oh, wait. What?
Next Tuesday is Election Day.
Oh.
I know. So we will try to put something out so that y'all have something to listen to on Election Day. Have you voted yet?
Well, no, I need to. That's on my to-do list this week. So it'll be done. I promise.
Yes. We're both early voters.
We're early voters, and I've voted every year. So without a doubt, I will be there. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, early voting is ending in Texas. Or I don't know if it's Texas in general, but it's ending this week?
This week sometime?
Sometime.
Yeah. If you've not voted,
check your calendar.
Just get your ass out there and vote. Yeah. Just go vote. Vote, vote, vote. So let's see. Let's see what's happening. I had something I wanted to tell you. Oh, okay. So it's Halloween this week.
Okay.
On Thursday, we have decided to possibly go a different route with our costumes, which we won't tell anybody what those are. We'll just let them see. But we did put a little poll out about whether or not people would go on a real live ghost tour.
Like, oh, on a real place. We got some responses?
We got a lot of responses, actually.
Okay, now we're talking. Yeah, now we're talking.
56% said yes, they would go on a real live ghost tour.
That goes and crazy.
Finds, yeah, that goes and finds ghosts. And 44% said hell no.
No. What was yours? Hell no?
So this is funny. I would normally be like, yeah, let's do it. But as I was looking for a picture to use on the poll, if you saw it, you saw the picture of the two little girls.
Yeah.
That's a real photo of, that somebody took when they were doing one of these real life ghost tours.
No.
And just like these two little girls standing in a corner, that shit freaks me out. Like, that freaks me out.
I always feel like it's the children that's going to come out.
You know?
And, you know, that's not right.
Yeah. So I would normally say yes, but like only if there's no kids involved, because that's just weird and creepy.
Well, you get to look at the manifest and who passed away here. And talking about haunted, they just came out with the most haunted cities listing. And San Antonio made it number 3, tied with New Orleans and Key West. Now, this is based off the spookiest city in the United States. So people
Key
are
West? Why Key West? Like, I could see New Orleans, but that's interesting.
Why?
Well, what happened in Key West that makes it so spooky? Well, like, here maybe is like the Battle of the Alamo, so a lot of people died. New Orleans, is, that's, I don't know why, but that's just kind of historically.
Well, you could just walk around New Orleans and see this house is haunted, or this place for sale is haunted.
Yeah.
Key West.
Key West? Very interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, maybe we need to know. Maybe.
So
we'll find out next time.
So we're tied third. Who made number one?
Salem. And then number two was Eureka Springs, Arkansas, comes in second.
What is it?
Eureka. Like Eureka, the drag queen. Yeah. Again, these are just like the most common searches for spooky
places.
And San Antonio is now ranked one of the cities to see the biggest surge in searches for haunted hotels this spooky season.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I believe that. Well, speaking of spooky,
I have some
funnies.
Oh, wow.
Some Halloween funnies.
All right,
We're in theme. Let's keep with the theme.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Okay, what do ghosts serve for dessert?
Spectacular. What did they serve?
That's it. Ice cream.
Spectacular ice cream?
No, ice cream.
Oh, oh, I see.
Oh, my.
Wow. See, this is good.
Okay,
this is good content.
Here's the second one. What's it like to be kissed by a vampire?
What it's like? Very messy.
It's a pain in the neck. That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, number three.
Okay.
All right. What is a monster's favorite play? Since we're talking about plays, what is a monster's favorite play?
Phantom of the Opera.
Very good guess, but the correct answer is Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Lord. That, no, no. How funny. Full circle.
Romeo and Juliet. Although Rachel Zegler was no ghoul, she was gorgeous to watch.
She was beautiful.
Yeah.
She looked like the person in the movie. And what is it?
What? Which movie?
The musical movie of
West Side Story?
West Side Story.
Because that's her.
Yes, but it just. She's right there, right in front of you, and he's just like, like a screen. You're here, right here. You're right here. It was crazy.
That's how I felt about Kate Connor. Okay, so we still have this little dog in our house. We still have not given her a name. I think we need to give her a name.
I don't think we need to give her a name. Her name is Girl. Hey, Girl. Quit. She's making a lot of noise.
I think we need to give her a name because she needs some training. And it's hard to train a dog when you don't have a name to call.
Once you train the dog, it becomes yours.
Well, not necessarily. Mm. Anyway, so we're open to taking some suggestions for a name for this pup.
And she's open for suggestions for a new home.
Yeah, she's open for adoption. If anybody would like to adopt her, you know somebody who would like to adopt her. She's very, very, very sweet, super playful, a lot of fun. But we need some names.
Okay.
But we have a new record that's being broken.
No.
Yep. A woman with impressive chopstick skills. Are you good with chopsticks?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I could chop
Can you eat individual grains of rice with your chopsticks?
I mean, yeah, but it takes a long time to eat.
So she broke the record for the most rice grains eaten in 1 minute using chopsticks. Okay. So
rice.
Individual grains of rice. 1 minute with chopsticks. How many do you think she ate?
Oh, my God. 60 times 2. 120.
Oh, you're giving her a lot of credit. A total of 37.
37?
Yeah, so a little over one every 2 seconds.
Okay, yes. I was thinking she's picking up two every second.
No, she's picking up one every 2 seconds.
I'm so close.
The previous record was 27, so she beat it by 10 grains of rice. That's all.
I have a lot of questions, but I won't. Okay. Well, okay, going back to that same driver that took us to the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember he mentioned, you know, we're leading now into sports.
Okay.
And he said, hey, y'all have that really good Spurs guard. And we both were like,
Yeah,
we sure do. I was thinking, who's our guard? And I was all, Wimby?
He's a rookie.
Well, Wimby is.
Wimby's not a rookie anymore.
I just said Wimby. Wimby, possibly. And he didn't like.
I knew it was not Wimby because he said rookie. And I know Wimby's not a rookie. And I figured if he's going to know somebody's name, it's going to be Wimby. and he didn't know the guy's name.
He didn't know his name. We didn't know his name. But the Spurs selected Stephon Castle. He was a number fourth pick in the 2024 NBA draft. That okay. is the guard that a lot of people wanted him. So in case y'all have been wondering, the season started either today or yesterday, Thursday night. When okay. was Thursday night? What is today?
Sunday.
Today. So he played a couple of nights ago. Yeah. Made his debut. Yeah, he did really well, even though the Spurs lost to the Mavericks 120-109. But he's a
clearly
former...
people know him and want him because this guy knew exactly. I mean, he didn't remember his name, but he was like, yeah, that new rookie y'all got, that guard.
Yeah.
We would like to have him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
so...
we were just like, uh-huh, yep.
We were absolutely on point with him.
We were like, so how about those Dolphins?
Dolphins, yes. Yeah. But yeah, that was quite interesting. Yeah. Let's see what else happening. NCAA football, college football. UT girls, they're falling. They're falling. They were ranked fifth, and they just dropped to sixth on the AP Top 25 football ranking. So
from fifth to 26th?
No, fifth to sixth.
Oh, fifth to sixth. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like a big, huge.
No, one drop at a time. Drop it like it's one step at a time.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what I have. What do you have?
This is kind of interesting. I'm a huge Timothy Chalamet fan. I love Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, tell us.
So he's from New York, born and raised, and he is seen around New York all the time. Yesterday, actually today, today's Sunday, the 27th, earlier today, they had a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in Washington Square Park. Washington Square is where they have the Washington Arch that you see in France. The arch, you know, that arch thing.
We need to go see that.
We've seen it.
Oh, the fountains are too?
We have a picture there.
We
I don't
do?
Know if there's a fountain there, but
that. Oh, that was our first trip to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, decades ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, uh-huh. Okay, so they had a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest there today, and a bunch of people showed up, and they were all dressed like him, and Timothy showed up. Like, just.
Wait, he actually showed up?
He actually showed up. Like, unannounced. I mean, he had a couple bodyguards with him. Whatever,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It wasn't like a huge, like, entourage or anything. He just kind of walked in. And as they were taking pictures of different guys that were dressed like Timothy Chalamet.
Right.
He just kind of, like, popped up and stood next to one of them. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, my God. And everybody went nuts. And
what did he do? He was just there he just popped
he
in
just
and
went.
Said.
I mean, it's a Timothy Chalamet lookalike. So he's like, I'll just show up. So he showed up. And that's it.
He didn't go in disguise?
No. He just
I would have.
He just went in his regular old jeans, t-shirt, and baseball cap. And I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
It would have been cool to see that.
I want to go to a Jose lookalike.
We should do that for your birthday. A night of 1,000 Jose's. And everybody has to come dressed like you.
Maybe.
That's a great idea.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay. What do y'all think? Should we have a night of 1,000 Jose's birthday party? I love that idea.
Yeah, just spare a look from any of my Instagram. You know how I have a lot of lurks.
A lot of lurks. Since it's getting close to Halloween, a lot of lurks. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, I have another cool story.
Okay.
I found out you told me this today.
What?
Some members of New Ways Ministry, who is a Catholic LGBTQ organization.
Yeah.
Here in the country.
Oh.
They
this
went.
Is,
this, uh-huh. this is kind of cool. So some members of that ministry were in Rome recently, like in the last week. And they got to meet the Pope. They got to have an audience with the Pope.
Right.
And they gave the Pope the book that my story is in about whenever I got fired from the church for being gay. And I know I mentioned this when the book came out a couple months ago, but they gave him a copy of the book. So the Pope now has the book that has my story in it.
That is wonderful.
Isn't that super cool?
Yes.
I think that's really, really cool. So I would assume that he reads. So I'm just going to be positive and say that he's going to read it and he'll have read my story.
Well, that's great.
Thanks. Is that, did I get some dings there?
What, I try to. That's great. There it is. No, that's great. Gosh, that's great for him to hear about some discrimination stories in the Catholic Church.
Yeah, which I'm sure he knows about.
Which
but
I'm
to
sure
hear them firsthand and to read real stories.
He's
going to
read
you know?
Your name on it, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really good. That's really cool. That's exciting news, Miguel.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
She is now next to the Pope. Okay,
we're basically besties.
Basically.
Basically, yeah. Well, as we mentioned earlier, it's going to be Halloween in just a few days. Woo! Yes.
Spooky
so
season.
If you don't have plans for Halloween, as we come to the end of today's episode, we do want to throw some ideas your way. There are actual ghost tours on the river. Did you know this?
No.
There are like riverboat ghost tours.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So if you're not one who wants to go in and like take the little machine and actually see scary creatures and scary kids, then you can do this. And I think they're every day, but I know there's definitely one. It's every day up until Halloween. So you can go to the Go Rio River Tours and
ooh,
do ghost tours.
That could be kind of cool.
That could be kind of cool.
It's getting like crisp at night now and yes. Just put on your little parka.
The weather's really starting to get like just right now.
Yeah, so, it's beautiful.
So that'll be fun.
Beautifully cold.
And then, let's see, the Rocky Horror Show, we've mentioned that a couple times.
We will be there that night.
That's right. So if you don't have anything to do on Halloween night, come on out.
Say hi, Popper.
Say hi, Popper. We want to see you in your costumes. For the little doggos, Rock and Brews San Antonio is going to have a Howl-oween.
Oh, great.
Doggy costume contest.
Just wonderful. What if somebody identifies as...
as...
You know how people wear a mask as like they are like considered a pup? Could that
like a fetish pup?
Right. Mm. Could they? I need to call them just in case a popper asks us questions like, and then they ask us to, and we can be like, yes, they're allowed.
That I mean, yeah. That's
doesn't
true.
Like Gene Simpson or Simmons or what's his name? The guy from Kiss owns that bar.
Gene Simmons.
That one.
He owns Rock and Brews? Wow, okay. I didn't know that. Maybe he'll hop in. Maybe he'll pop in.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Oh! Yes, Rock and Brews is founded by Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons of KISS and a few other business partners. But yeah. Anywho.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so, and then the last thing, if you're more into something a little, you know, a little bougier, a little classier.
Ooh,
you know,
I love class.
Maybe you don't want to go be on the river. Maybe you don't want to be in with a whole big group of people, you know, having a wild time. There is going to be an event at Copa Wine Bar. We've been there before.
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
It's called A Night with Stephen King. And so there's going to be a 4-course dinner. And as they
this is a dining experience.
Yeah, it's like a dining experience with wine pairings and all kinds of things.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a kind of spooky little event, but where you sit down, you have a nice dinner and, you know, so if that's your vibe.
Is there a dress code for this? Can you bring your pup?
I don't think you can bring your pup, but it's Halloween. So, you know, anything goes. Anything
goes. No, no,
goes.
No. We'll also call that restaurant in case we get any inquiries.
No, I'm going to say yes. You can take
I highly encourage you take your pup. Oh, my
do
God.
It,
we're going to get a lot of
it.
Like, what do you mean?
If anybody goes to that, please tell us how it is, because that actually sounds really cool. If we didn't already have plans, that would be something fun to do.
Yeah.
Right?
That
just
kind of
really classy and chill and celebrate the Halloweenies.
Yeah.
I think we're done. We're done here. We're definitely
done.
We're clearly done. We would love to hear what you're going to be for Halloween. Please share pictures with us. Send them to us or tag our Popscast whenever you post them so that we can see them and share them. We would love to do that. You can always call us on our hotline. Tell us some scary stories, stuff that we can share with our poppers. Our number is 210-816-3747. You can call us or text us there. We always appreciate you. Thanks so much for being here and being a dedicated popper. Always follow us on Instagram at
Our Popscast.
And be sure to click follow and rate us and leave a comment.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not. I'm just thinking of the funnies we said earlier. Tell us what you're doing to be a good human this week.
Yes. Tell us.
Yeah. Go vote.
Vote. Vote today, tomorrow.
Before it's over.
Before it's too late. Yes. All right.
Until next week.
Bye. Bye.